Get up, out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here with you live across central Queensland for Hit CQ. It's just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m.
Tim, coming up today, of course, the pressure test. Thanks to the Bank of Queensland, your chance to win $1,000 after 8 o'clock.
Yep, that's right. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you put it all together, money's yours.
But also before the end of this hour, I want to tell you about the best invention I've ever seen while I was walking yesterday. I saw it, I clocked it, and I went, you are a genius, ma'am.
See, I'm very intrigued because normally, like you say, if you saw something cool on the street, you'd say, oh, Tim, I saw this really cool thing. But the way you're using the word invention.
Because it's something very clever that I saw a lady doing down in South Gladstone, and I need to share it with the universe because I think I need to implement it at my household.
Fair enough. Now, Jess, just quick question before we move on to what's next in the show. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Did you invest? Have you ever invested? Do you know much about Bitcoin?
I mean, did you hear me talking about finances on the show yesterday?
Oh, it was dragged out. That's why accountants exist. But, Jess, it's kind of lucky that you are not involved in Bitcoin. If you're listening and you are involved in Bitcoin, I'm super, super sorry, but Bitcoin had a terrible night last night. Its value dropped by about 30% on the market because of something happened in South Korea and China. $206 billion lost overnight on the stock exchange.
Oh.
So a lot of people think Bitcoin's like, oh, well, this is joke currency. It's like any other. It's like the Dow Jones.
It's still your money, man. It's still your money.
Mate, if I put in $100, I just lost 30% of that. So, mate, hopefully not onto Bitcoins at all. We wish you the best luck with that.
But coming up next, Tim, I want to talk about Vegemite's new product that they've released just in time for Australia Day.
Normally, Vegemite brings out something and you go, what are you doing? Just keep it normal. Keep
Vegemite
it the same.
Popsicles? What was that about?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing this with everyone.
This one I think is going to work.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, Vegemite's always trying to mix things up, trying to rebrand themselves and make themselves look good these days.
Can you remember any off the top of your head? They've got B1 out at the moment or something.
Yeah,
there's a
brand new like a luxury range one.
It's gold.
It's just been deducted by 50% at the local supermarket if you want to go pick yourself up one.
It's 3 cents a bottle.
They were like $16 a jar. It was ridiculous.
What was the one that it came out like 5 or 6 years ago.
Vegemite 2.0.
Vegemite 2.0.
Yeah, let's forget that happened.
They made iMite or something.
Cheesy Mite.
Yeah.
I want to focus on Cheesy Mite though, because essentially they've taken the Cheesy Mite, shoved it in a lamb sausage, and now they're selling that at Coles for Australia Day.
Beautiful.
What are your thoughts?
I like all three things.
Vegemite, cheese, lamb.
I'd never had a Cheesy Mite scroll until last year.
Mm.
Just changed my world.
See, I'm not a big fan of Vegemite in general. I know. It's outrageous.
Everyone
wants to throw me out of the country
like,
when I say that.
You're like the American when they go, oh, let's try Vegemite. And then they just get a spoon and shove it in their face. You eat it, you put too much on when you use it.
See, this is why I'm kind of keen to try the lamb sausage. Because I feel like sausage and cheese, not a bad combination.
No.
Throw Vegemite in there. I think it might, you know, even
It'll
out the
just
taste.
Just be a little bit, which will be perfect amount. So if you're looking forward to Australia Day and having a barbecue or whatever you celebrate, I am definitely going to buy at least a 4-pack of this.
We have to try it. We absolutely have to try it. It would be un-Australian of us not to.
Well, I've got a barbecue. Sling on over.
Mm-hmm.
And we can test them, and maybe we'll do a video, and we'll tell people if they're garbage or not. Sorry, Coles, if your marketing's not working,
we can help you out.
We'll fix it up for you.
Well, because that will work, because you're a big fan of Vegemite, and I'm not, so it would be both ends of the spectrum. Yeah, let's absolutely do this.
Food testers.
Do we have to try Vegemite popsicles if we do this?
Nah, I'm busy.
Okay, good.
I'm busy that night. It's too hot for hot popsicles today. Tim and Jess, it's CQ. We're going to test out these sausages if we can get our hands on.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
On 13, 12, 16, we want to talk about email addresses you definitely still shouldn't be sending emails from.
Yeah, because we have a joint email address here at the station, Tim.
Yep.
We received an email the other day.
Yep.
Do we want to say it on air?
I'm going to say it on air.
Oh, okay.
Don't email this, by the way. So, essentially, we know this person.
Yeah.
And they're above 40. Have children, but the email address that doesn't get used, because I know this person, doesn't get used very often, but it's just for, I need to send an email. Because I think it's like a spam account.
Right.
Twirlybird69 at something.com. That's not okay.
I'm gonna venture a guess as to what that something.com is.
Yes. And I just think, where do I begin with email addresses that I used to have that just shouldn't be, like, my first ever email address my sister made for me for MSN, because I loved Ford, like the car, Ford_TimB.
Yeah.
At hotmail.com.
I mean, that's not as embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing that you liked Ford that much. But
I also, no, but this is where it starts to get bad. I really wanted to have a nickname for myself, and I was like, you know what would be a great nickname? Bucket.
Oh, Timmy.
Bucket's Bulge.
Why Bucket?
And so my email was bucketboy@hotmail.com.
See, still not as embarrassing as me thinking I needed a grown-up sophisticated email for when I started high school.
Okay.
So I went to, you know, the classic hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com.
Registered booty_babe13.
Why 13?
I don't, because I was going to be 13 that year. So it seemed like a good option.
You just use it for that year? 13? Booty_babe?
It was like the grown-up sophisticated version of me.
I remember having friends on MSN that had like, and everyone would have had them, like SXE_babe_3_baby.
One of my best mates at the time had Pash Goddess.
Wow.
Like, we were 12. What? Who are you pashing at 12?
She's experienced. What can you say?
Not only is she good at pashing, but she's a pash goddess.
But people, just because of whether they're lazy or they just can't be bothered because they like to keep their emails in one place, they like to keep it, even like when you're in your early 20s, sometimes you still got that Hotmail account that you used to use for MSN. I don't, because I've been that forever. Either that or I forgot my password.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What's an email address you've either received, you definitely shouldn't have received from, or one you're sending from that's still pretty embarrassing? Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. I'm looking forward to... I know this is generalizing, but I feel like girls had hilarious ones
you
for
reckon?
MSN. Well, like sex booty_babe13.
Okay, yeah.
All
right.
I didn't have
sorry,
like,
buckets.
Abs_muscle_the_rock @yahoo.com.
That was definitely Dwayne Johnson's email address for the early 90s.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
Tim, we're talking email addresses that you absolutely still shouldn't be using.
Yes. We got a received email from someone we both know. Above 40, has children, twirlybird69. No, thank you. I will not take your email seriously, unfortunately.
I think twirly was an interesting one that a lot of people put in, because we got a Facebook message. Just search for Hit CQ. And Tam has fire twirl girl.
Fire twirl girl.
Yes.
You're definitely going to get a job as a fire twirler. So I like to imagine she was into it for like a month.
Yeah.
She was like, this is my life.
I better
now
register this because someone's going to get it.
And on 13, 12, 16, we've had Sarah call through from Rocky. Sarah, you've got an email address that you probably shouldn't have.
I've been meaning to make a new one.
Oh, here we go.
I still have an active account from when I was way younger. Princess Sazzy 69.
Princess Sazzy.
Princess Sazzy.
69. why 69?
Oh, well, what do you think?
It's a great number, 14. Tim. Excellent number. Very professional, Sazzy.
My mum was born in 69.
I had a friend with a very, it was like SezzyBear_69. So very close. Are we friends? Did we go to high school together?
Have you got my email? Well, you do now.
Oh, yeah, technically. Yeah. Oh, we are reading
people's emails. SezzyBear, you're about to get a very full inbox, I think.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
We got Sharon from Gladstone as well on 13, 12, 16. Sharon, do you have an email address you definitely still shouldn't be sending from?
No, but my friend does. She has partygirlin@hotmail.com.
Yes!
Partygirlin.club.
Do you know what? And she got it without any numbers. So, I mean, she's done well there. Partygirlin.club.
Yes, there's no dot. It's
partygirlin.club. So do you, like, say if she... How old is this person, if you don't mind me asking?
She's 21 now, but 21. She made it when she was like 12.
Yeah. Oh, because she was a party girl in the club at 12 years old, obviously.
Going to the blue light discos. I just think, like, so she's kept it. So she could be, like, sending resumes with Party Girl in the Club.
Exactly. I was like, you need to change it, but she just keeps it.
I mean, good for hospitality industry, though. Yeah. She's getting people out.
Yeah.
Out on the dance floor.
Send it to industry. You'll get a job. Thanks for your call, mate. See you, mate.
Tim, we just got another message on Facebook from Nicole. She said she doesn't use this anymore, but she had Sheep Go Bar 6T9.
Sheep Go Bar. Oh, I'd hire you.
Maybe she's a farm girl. I don't know.
Or maybe the 69 number was already taken.
Yeah,
so she's
got, six and yeah. then chuck a T in the middle.
Oh, too good.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday I decided to go for a bit of a walk. We'll get into my exercise a little bit later on the show.
Sure.
But I was walking through South Gladstone, just having a stroll. And as I was walking past one particular household, I noticed the greatest invention I think I've ever seen.
So invention means that it's definitely something. So it's not just like something cool that someone's bought.
No.
It's an actual invention.
It's something that they've gone, this is what I need in my house. Okay. And if someone doesn't sell it, I'm going to make it myself.
Make it myself. Fair enough.
Now, I was walking past and it was one of those houses that's like built up on stilts, the Queenslander homes.
Yeah, Stobie Poles.
Yeah. And so I walked past and this lady was hanging out the window.
Mm-hmm.
She's hanging out the window, lifted her rope up, right? The rope, this pulled on this rope,
mm-hmm.
and it was attached to the garbage bin on the first floor.
Yeah.
She pulled the rope, it opened
the
lid
of the bin,
and she dropped her garbage in and then just went on with her day. And I stood there for a couple of minutes just like,
in shock.
That is genius.
Just kick the door in.
What have I been doing walking up and down my stairs like an animal when I could have just been pulling on a rope and just dropping my trash down?
You need to realize it's not an invention. It's a life trick or like a life hack. It's
it
not
is
an
the
invention.
Ultimate life hack.
Because unless she threaded the rope and made the plastic bin herself, it's not an invention.
But it's the coolest idea.
I think it's lazy.
I'm okay with it.
It's like a garbage chute with no walls.
Yes, it's the outdoor garbage chute.
Knowing you, it'll just like make a pile around your bin.
Not if you're dropping
bag. At your house, you definitely don't have a window above your bins.
No, but the balcony looks over the bins. Oh. So if I tie the rope from the balcony down to the garbage bin, I never have to go downstairs unless I'm leaving the house.
Which is constantly.
And I love it. Like, do you not think this is a good idea?
I think it's a clever idea. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a lazy idea. If you're listening, rope bin lady.
Rope bin lady.
Get your steps going. We need to focus on our exercise as individuals and as friends.
Yeah, again.
And this is not going to help that.
We'll get into the exercise bit a little bit later on. But at this point, I just want to acknowledge that this lady is my hero. And I think that I'm going to implement it at my house.
What would you call the, is it a bin rope or what is it?
It is the outdoor rubbish chute.
Outdoor rubbish chute. The organic rubbish chute.
Yeah.
No walls needed.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Couple on the Sunshine Coast. They got married on New Year's Eve at 11:59.
Oh, that's cute.
And because they said, look, if we're going to get married, it's going to be in 2017. And then at the last minute, he was like, oh, will you marry me? So got her before technically time ran out. And what I like about this is they're trying to do their wedding and their plan is to do it for under $1,000.
Right.
So they're saying.
So
that,
wait,
look,
they got engaged on New Year's Eve
or
they got married?
Sorry, they got engaged.
Oh, right.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry. Got engaged, he proposed, and now they're going to get married in the next few months.
Right.
Trying to keep it under $1,000, they say. Because
$1,000?
Yeah, $1,000. So essentially what they're doing, she's like, look, we don't want to spend all this money on like a place and like clothes. We're only going to wear it once. Like, you're only going to wear your wedding dress once. So we'd rather spend it on like our home, our children, these kinds of things. And so they're saying, look, we're going to have about 40, 50 guests. Everyone brings a plate of finger food.
Oh, God.
It's going to be pretty relaxed. It'll take like a few hours. We're just going to have a party. BYO will provide like a little bit of beer, like $1,000 worth of like this and that. They're getting married in the gardens at one of their friends' house. And I think that this is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, see, it sounds really good in theory, but I've been watching a lot of Cheapest Weddings on Netflix and I've become quite the expert in how much money you need to spend on a wedding.
But see, like, a wedding is what you make it. Like, whether it costs a pack of peanuts or you have to sell your Maserati to get it. Isn't it about the event actually more than like what you can spend on?
A friend of ours is getting married this year and he's spending $27,000 on the wedding. See, and his is low-key and casual
I
as well.
I love my girlfriend. And look, if the one day that we do get married and all this goes forward, I'm sure that the bill will be something that I'll have to tackle in my own right.
Right.
But I think it's become so normal that it's just like, yeah, little weddings just cost like $700,000. So let's just keep doing that. Like, I think I could do probably not 1,000. I reckon I could get a wedding under 10 grand.
Under 10 grand, I think you could. Very stripped back. But I think asking guests to bring their own food is a little bit much. Like,
really?
Yeah.
It's like a party. It's like Christmas.
I'm planning a bridal shower at the moment and one of the bridesmaids suggested that all the guests bring their own food to the bridal shower. And we were like, no, that's so tacky.
It's not tacky. Oh, see, you've got like, it's like, oh, no, that's not, it's not up to our standard. Like, your standard is whatever you set it to be. Stop being so precious.
Stop being such a tight ass.
Yes. Well, fair enough. Let's meet somewhere in the middle. But I'm happy with this Sunshine Coast couple.
Yeah, good luck to you guys. I hope you have a lovely life together.
I got an invite.
Did you?
No, absolutely not.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I've been holding on to this story for a couple of days because I'm almost certain that as soon as I reveal this on the radio, I'm never going to get another date again.
Look, before, if this story happened or not, you not getting dates has nothing to do with things that happen in your life.
How dare you?
It's based on your character and your personality as a human being.
So Tuesday I decided, you know what, December was a complete write-off for me exercise-wise. Like, it got to December 6th and I was like, yeah, December's gone.
I'm 6 days in? No, thank you.
I'm not going to be doing any exercise this
month. I feel like a lot of people could relate to that.
Yeah, and so I was like, all right, back to work, time to get back into the swing of things,
sure.
Right? Got changed into some exercise gear, realized, oh, this is mighty tight.
Yep. That happens to the best of us.
Oh, yeah. Was walking down my stairs. You know, I've got a very steep stairs and then very steep hill.
Okay.
And as I'm walking down the stairs, the elastic in my underwear gave way.
What do you mean?
I mean.
What, you dacked yourself?
It just snapped. All of a sudden, I just felt this like, and I went, oh, what just happened? And I realized, huh? Don't look at me like that. I realized the underwear, my elastic in my underwear, had just literally broken. And there was no elasticity left.
It's just fabric. Jeez.
And that's the moment I went, okay.
Hmm.
I was already going to exercise, but now I need to up the ante. Yeah, if my underwear is literally falling apart at the sheer volume and weight of me.
Maybe that's what the song I Fall Apart by Post Malone is about. He was getting, he was going to exercise and his belt buckled or something.
Oh, I'm going to be single forever.
Yeah, but that's all right.
So the last couple of days I have been watching what I'm eating and I have been aggressively exercising because I just don't want to lose any more pairs of underwear.
Wearing silk boxes. Found some at Kmart. I think, no, you don't need to worry about it. Like that. It could,
are you
they could
kidding
have,
me?
They could have been old.
I mean, they weren't that old. You know, I've got a few pairs.
Don't know why you know. Chill out.
I have got a few old pairs, but these were relatively newish pairs. And I just feel like under the sheer weight of me, it was like, oh, this is, we can no longer hold on. Yep. Just like.
Yes. Sometimes you see signs on the side of the road. Sometimes you see him halfway down the stairs. But don't worry,
buddy. I had to get changed and then I went a run. But it got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of moment has probably happened to other people,
definitely.
And I want to feel better about myself.
What, so you don't want to feel bad by yourself. You want a grouping of people to feel bad with.
13, 12, 16. When was the moment you realized you definitely needed to get back into exercise?
Oh man, I've been there. I've told you what happened to me over Christmas.
What was that?
The it's underwear related as well.
Oh yeah.
The band is now starting to flip over.
Because
my beer belly is pushing it down.
Which is totally fine because you've already got a girlfriend that loves you.
Love is a strong word. Anyway, all right. 13, 12, 16. When did you realize you really need to start exercising?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I like it. I feel like
I hope my shame can bring some help to some people.
Yes.
Him at the moment on 13, 12, 16, we're talking moments that made you realize you absolutely needed to exercise.
Yes, you had a bit of a moment trying to exercise.
Yeah, look, I wasn't feeling my best because all of December I basically didn't exercise.
Don't sell yourself short, and the start of January too. Come on, buddy. Yeah. Let's be real.
Look, it's been weeks. And I went, you know what? I need to get back into this. Put my gym gear on. Realized it was very tight.
It is a tough period, the holiday break, because you're not in your normal routine. You're not making yourself the normal dinners. You're going out a lot more.
Mm.
And especially in your culture family, you're Macedonian. Carbs are a very common thread.
Hey, I had like
pasta, spaghetti.
4 days over Christmas that were just Wogfest after Wogfest.
All right. I don't know if you can say those.
It was lunch, dinner, and I was a blob by the end of it.
Yep.
And in result of that, Tuesday, walking down my own stairs in my house and my underwear gave way. Seriously, I have never felt more unattractive in my entire life.
It's like
life.
A strap when you like tie something down on the roof of your car and the strap is going like flying out.
What's that? The sound of all men running away from me. Yes.
Yes. Correct.
13, 12, 16, we've been asking, When was the moment you realised you absolutely needed to get back into exercise?
That's right. And we've got Jody from Gladstone. Jody, when was the moment for you?
Well, my arms are sore today because I had to carry a few bags of shopping just a little bit further to the car yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
How many bags are we talking here, Jodes?
Oh, probably about 4 bags, but I had a few heavy things in there like milk.
Tim, if you've got milk and jars and stuff, yeah. I can understand this. I have to carry all of my shopping up my stairs.
Oh, no, honey. The forklift isn't there yet.
I didn't think my shoulders feel like I've done a workout.
Like the next morning you wake up and you got DOMS?
Today, yeah.
Just like, oh,
today my shoulder, I woke up and I was like, what did I do? And then I thought, oh, the shopping.
It's time to hit the gym. It's arm day today, Jodie.
Well, I've done arm day yesterday.
Tomorrow when you go shopping again, you can tie the bags to your ankles and use them as leg weights.
Yeah, perfect.
Thanks for your call, mate.
That's right.
No worries.
That's rough. I mean, I noticed my arms are not good either at that point. But yeah.
Look, if we're going to label things that we're both not proud of our own body, I think we'd be here for a long time. So let's just move right along.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, I'm not sure if you're super into tennis, but I was watching the Australian Open last night.
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of it just because my mates were up here in Queensland and they love the tennis.
See, I'm not a massive fan, but I do like Nick Kyrgios. I think he's exciting. He's got me interested in tennis, even though a lot of people don't like him, think he's a bit of a D-bag.
But you're watching it to watch him be a D-bag.
Exactly.
That's what you're waiting for.
Last night I watched his second round match. Wasn't him that was the D-bag. It was the crowd of Australian Open.
Right.
If you were,
he draws in an interesting crowd.
If you watched that match last night against Troicki, the crowd think they're just like part of, like people. This guy came up and like halfway through a point, put his phone up, trying to become like internet famous, going like, stop the game. They had to stop until security
serious?
Got rid of him. People were laughing because there was faults with the microphone. It was like cutting out. So I was like, game.
Right.
And people thought like, are they 6 years old? Like,
it sounds like Happy Gilmore.
It literally could have ruined someone's game.
Yeah.
At the tennis. Like this Troicki bloke could have been that put off. Or Nick Kyrgios, you're getting frustrated by the crowd because they're trying to be all funny. It was frustrating to watch.
But this is the crowd that he draws in. It's like I said, it's like Happy Gilmore, where Happy comes in and he's like, everyone wants to watch and see what crazy thing he's going to do next. So he draws in a different crowd that's not usually watching the tennis.
Yeah, but it's a good movie, and this isn't going to be a good movie. And it made me change the channel. And like, Nick Kyrgios is bringing me to the tennis, but then the crowds are taking me away from the tennis.
I thought the commentators would take you away from the tennis.
No, the commentators are all right. Jim Courier is the worst though. But I just like, I don't, it makes me not want to watch the tennis if the crowds are going to be like that, if they all think they're above the game.
So do you think that we should start screening the crowds that are going into the Australian Open?
Oh, just put them in like a squash room, like a soundproof glass box, and that's where the tennis is. They can't hear anything that's going on inside, but you can still watch the game.
Yeah, it won't disrupt anyone then.
Yes, exactly. So Australian public, get your act together.
Just cool it.
It's Tim and
have
Jess.
Some chill about you.
See you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Do you have family members that post photos of you without your permission?
Yes, a lot. My mum posts like she
fiend.
Over summer, she just kept posting pictures of our holiday. I'm like, hey, mum, let's stop that.
But see, she's doing it from a place of love, and that's where I feel like it
she
always
was
comes from.
Snapchatting me, nearly drowning in the beach.
Don't go in the water. Whose fault is it there? And I know a lot of people listening probably right now, especially younger audience, going, oh my God, mum, if you tag me in Instagram, I will not come to Christmas. I swear, I'm going to dad's house kind of thing. So over in Italy, a very similar situation's happened. A boy has sued his mother for constantly posting photos on social media.
Right.
Without his permission. He keeps reporting it. This is why on my Facebook, I have to approve if anyone's tagged me in anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to lose my job.
But it's it's still on the internet, though.
It's still on the internet, yes, correct. But you just can't guarantee that I'm tagged in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the judge, though, has ruled in favour of the teenager, going, excuse me, can you not post this, please? And if she doesn't do it and she ignores the judge's ruling, she'll be ordered to pay a fine of $15,000.
I feel like this is a conversation that can happen outside of court.
No,
like,
no.
Hey, mum, maybe don't post that picture of me, you know, where I'm doing something ridiculous.
Yeah, see, the funniest thing is, like, a lot of times in my experience when parents post, like, my mum thought she had this beautiful photo of myself, my girlfriend, my sister, and her fiancé, like, all four of us together for the first time.
I saw that picture. It's beautiful.
It's blurry beyond recognition of the people. So, and
everyone looks very happy in it, though.
Yes, everyone does look happy in it, but it also looks like the Joker and it's like scrambled camera scene.
So she was just so happy that she couldn't stop shaking.
Yes, and my sister's going, you can't have that photo up there. It's too blurry. And Mum's like, nah, it's fine. So I think I agree. You don't need to take it to court, but the option is there and it looks like if the evidence is strong enough, you can win your case and get 15 grand out of your mum.
And now there's precedent, so let's do it.
I'm going to start tagging my mum and see how she likes it. Even though I don't post on Facebook, it's time to start.
Yeah, take today that, Burn.
Today is the day. Her name's Burn, not like take that, comma, Burn. It's Tim and Jess. It's like Bernadette.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.